Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
LinkedIn, is it for business or pleasure? I always thought this was like a business platform to try and get all your, you know, professional stuff out there.
It is, isn't it?
Doesn't look like it is anymore, because it says individuals between the age of 35 and 40 are using LinkedIn to find new dates.
It's becoming a dating site as well.
Yes.
You know, it's probably not actually a stupid idea the way you think about it, because you know the person's a professional in the professional industry, or they're trying to get to the professional industry. So there's more chance they're not a creep, even though they still potentially could be a creep.
I don't know. If you're creeping on a what I would consider a business website, I don't think that would go over well with me.
Where's this come from? That's what they're saying is happening now?
Yeah. Yeah. 61% of individuals between that age range have used LinkedIn to find a date.
It's a little weird getting asked out on LinkedIn. You think you're getting a job. You're updating your resume on there.
Would you like to come in for an interview? Oh, I'm sorry, you're not in my industry. No, to date me. Like, that's just so random.
Yeah, I hope you have a good headshot on there.
Have you ever been asked out at either a random place or in a random way?
Okay, the most random place I remember, I was in Virginia at a hair salon. I was on a college tennis road trip. I think I was 19 years old.
Okay.
And the hair salon had another girl come up to me and ask me out. And, you know, she was probably only like 30, but you know when you're younger, everyone looks older. So she looked like 55 to me.
Okay, easy. Let's not age-shame people.
I was 19. I'm not age-shaming everyone. I was very proud, but I said no and lied and said I had a girlfriend. And then I didn't get asked out that often, so I went back and told all the people on my tennis team. I just got asked out by this older hairdresser, hairstylist, and none of them believed me because I had no proof, and they still think I'm lying today, but I'm not lying.
Yeah, how much did she charge you for that haircut? Been like, well, guess what? Your price just doubled, buddy.
You know, I got played somewhere along the line. I know it. I was only 19.
Where's the most random place that you've been asked out? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
Random places you've been asked out on a date, because apparently LinkedIn is now a dating site, not a business site anymore.
I know. What kind of interview are you going on there for?
909 says they were asked out on the 15 freeway. He kept pulling up, and I thought something was wrong with my car. Once I realized he was flagging me down, nope, he wanted to exchange numbers. Yes, we went on a date.
Okay. Here we go from the 951. Talk about love story. Oddest place I've been asked out was I was approached at the gas station. We've been married now for 10 years.
It does work out.
I'm telling you, if you're not extremely attractive and you walk up to me at the gas station, I'm probably going to scream. Like, nowadays, I don't trust anybody.
I approach you with some good old gas station tacos or something. It's a good way to court someone. Do you have a story?
I think the weirdest place that I've been asked out, I was out, like, walking with a friend. And I was walking down Haven Avenue, and a car pulled over. Again, I'm weary about everyone. I'm like, we're about to get kidnapped. And no, he pulled over and was like, hey, you're really attractive. You know, can we go out? And I was like, what kind of walking on the street do you think I'm doing? And I did not exchange numbers, but I was flattered. I was like, okay, you pulled over on the side of the road to come say hi.
Yeah, at least you walked probably with, you know, a little bit more of a strut in your step. Got that little bit of a confidence boost. Ego fill. It's nice.
And he didn't pull over with a white van, no windows. Otherwise, I would have been like, oh, yep, this is it.
That's time. It's time. I had a good run.
Exactly. Where's the strangest place that you've been asked out? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. Some of these dates are coming from the random place that you got asked out.
This actually reminds me from the scene in The Wedding Crashers with Will Ferrell. 951, good morning, guys. I've been asked out at a funeral for the person's mum.
Oh, my gosh.
That's horrible.
That is horrible. I mean, everybody deals with grief differently, but that's not one way I would think about it. Mary in Riverside, where's the random place you got asked out?
One time I got pulled over by the police in Riverside, And actually, the cop asked me out for a date. We couldn't do it. He was gonna. I said, "Well, let me go if you want to go on a date." And he said he couldn't because he had to call in another officer because when they have pullover women, they had to pull in another unit. And I'm like, "Okay, well, I still went to jail."
Why did he pull you over?
Because I just left the bar. I don't know. In Riverside, we left the club. Me and my friend, we had been dancing all night long and had a few drinks. And
so, wait, he gave you a DUI and asked you out?
First, he asked me out, and then when he had to call in the other officer, then I still got the DUI.
Oh my gosh!
What, was he just hoping that you had your beer goggles on still? And he's like, "Hey, maybe I'll get lucky."
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, LinkedIn isn't just for business anymore. It's also a dating platform as people getting asked out on LinkedIn.
I don't know if it's like marketed as a dating platform, but I guess people will find any excuse to ask somebody out, and it might be in a random place.
And love can happen anywhere, Kelly.
Check this out from the 951. Says, I turned down the manager at our local car wash for a date for about 6 months. Every time I would go in, he would ask me out. I finally said yes, and we are going to be celebrating our 21st wedding anniversary this Friday.
Persistent pays off. What a good dude. He just kept going, going, did what he believed in.
And so do discounts. What kind of discount did you get on that car wash? And happy early anniversary. Emily, let's hear about the most random place you got asked out.
At the high school pool, and the pickup line was, have you ever been baptized?
What?
And now we are married 38 years as of this past Friday.
So it worked.
It worked. It definitely worked.
Had you been baptized?
Yes. His friends came out from either side, and they were ready to go dunk me. So it was crazy.
Hey, I guess we got to give him credit for creativity, right?
100%.
Thanks for the call, Emily.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Like you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Melissa calling from Menifee.
Hey, Melissa. Where's the weirdest place you've been asked out?
So I used to work at like a dog training facility, and I was throwing away trash, and I was asked out by the dumpster.
Who was the guy? Was he living in the dumpster? Just another guy working out there?
It was a homeless man.
Oh.
What did he say?
Yes. He like walked up to me. He's like, "Hey, you know, I've been watching you work dogs and stuff." He's like, "You're really pretty." And he's like, "We should go out." And I'm like, "What?"
Sorry, not going out with you, but here's some change.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
He told you, "I've been seeing you work with dogs." He's probably like, "Yeah, can you teach me a few tricks?"
I probably could have, but...
Yeah, you should have told him, "Sit, stay," and then ran away.
That would have been a good one.